What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. Another year has come to an end, and as we look back on 2021, it's important to remember all the great Avenue musicians who passed away this year. Naptown lost many important artists this year, including the famous Avenue jazz icon, Slide Hampton. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the lives and music of the Avenue musicians we lost this year. And we'll start things off with Herb Gibbs, the drummer and bandleader for the Fabulous Moonlighters. Herb passed away in August at the age of 78. Herb and the Moonlighters were originally from Louisville, Kentucky, but they were stars on the Avenue scene throughout the 1960s, holding down a long residency as the house band at the Blue Eagle nightclub. Herb Gibbs performed with some of the biggest names in American music. During a 2018 interview with WFYI's Kyle Long, Herb recalled performing with Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Curtis Mayfield, and Jimi Hendrix.
And you played with a lot of great musicians. I know you had a gig with Aretha for a while. Is that correct?
Yeah, I played with Riri about 8 or 9 years. You know, we played with Curtis Mayfield, and then personally we played with Joe Tech, Solomon Burt, James Brown. I played with all those people.
And Jimi Hendrix, is that correct?
Yeah, Jimi.
We'll listen to three songs from Herb Gibbs and the Fabulous Moonlighters now. We'll hear Funky Moon Meditation, Cold and Funky, and Right On Brother. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the lives and music of the great Indiana Avenue musicians that we lost this year. We just heard three songs featuring Herb Gibbs, the drummer and bandleader for the Fabulous Moonlighters. Herb passed away in August at the age of 78. Up next, we'll pay tribute to the great Naptown vocalist Joe Trotter, best known for his work with the funk band Amnesty. Joe passed away in August. He was 73 years old. Before joining Amnesty, Joe was part of a local R&B group called The Embers. During a 2019 interview with WFYI's Kyle Long, Joe recalled his early years singing on the streets of his East Side neighborhood.
Well, we lived on the East Side, and see, the at nighttime, the brothers would get their wine and stand on the corner and sing. And I was coming from playing ball, and they were singing and harmonizing, so when the song came up, I sung the song, and it blew them away. They came and got me every time. Every time after that. And that's how I kind of got started. Then when I got to Attucks, that's when I got into classical music. I was number one tenor in the state for 4 years. And it was boring. So when the boogie came along, I jumped in it with both feet.
Yeah, that's interesting. You have that background singing classical music because on some of the Amnesty songs, like We Have Love,
yeah,
the vocal arrangements to that they sound like a symphonic, the way the voices are arranged. Mm-hmm. Did you have a large part in arranging the harmonies for the group?
Yes. The group was really a big songwriting team. We'd be on stage writing, creating. My imaginations were... And the music was live.
And when did the Embers come together?
The Embers was the beginning of the group.
Yeah, yeah. What was that about? Was it 1966, 67? What year would you say?
I'm not for sure.
It would be around 1967.
67? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's
when the Embers...
The Embers was the original group.
Joe, were the Embers writing original music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've always written.
Yeah.
We've always written.
And where would you have been playing with the Embers before Amnesty? Were you playing in clubs around
town?
Yeah,
we were playing in clubs. We hit the we was on the Avenue more than any place.
Yeah. Do you remember some of the spots you played on the Avenue? Were like the place to play? Was it clubs
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, place to play. Yeah.
Made the Flame.
Flame too.
Yeah, yeah. So all up and down the Avenue you were playing.
Yep, making our rounds.
This is Joe Trotter and the Embers with I'm Only Human. That was Joe Trotter and the Embers with I'm Only Human. Joe passed away in August of this year. He was 73 years old. Joe Trotter is best known for his work with the legendary Indianapolis funk band Amnesty. During a 2019 interview with WFYI's Cal Long, Joe discussed Amnesty's politically conscious lyrics.
I did want to ask about the group's lyrics, which were very socially conscious and are still just as relevant today as they were when you guys wrote this music almost 50 years ago, right? You
yes.
have songs like Mr. President.
Right.
I was just thinking, Mr. President. I swear, yes. I was thinking, right. Mr. President, when he said it.
If you keep treating people this way, you're going to chase them all away. That's one of the
right.
lines.
Right.
Lord Help Me, a song about materialism and the cost of living.
Right.
The price of meat is getting almost as high as the dope in the street.
Correct.
One of the lines of Everybody Who Wants to Be Free, a song about race relations. You know, black and brown, they don't want us part of their society. Joe, do you have any thoughts on the group's lyrics? You were singing these lyrics every night. What did you make of these themes, of these socially conscious themes that you were singing about?
I believed them. I believed in it. I believe the message. I feel like I'm telling you, I'm sending you a message to what's going on. We wrote about race. We wrote about infidelity. we wrote about the president.
I guess we wrote about life. The life that we saw, the
Mr.
life that
Mr. President
we lived.
Would go good right now because of Donald Trump.
Yes.
Go good for any of the presidents out there.
This is Amnesty with Mr. President. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Another year has come to an end, and on this week's show, we're looking back at the lives and music of the great Indiana Avenue musicians we lost in 2021. The guitarist and vocalist Tony Cheeseborough performed with many legendary Naptown bands, including Amnesty, Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign, and my own group, The Words of Wisdom. Tony passed away in October of this year. He was 65 years old. We'll listen to a classic solo track from Tony now.
You said you wished that I would leave you alone. Well, your wish, baby, is my command. Listen.
That was the guitarist and vocalist Tony Cheeseborough. Tony passed away in October of this year. He was 65 years old. Tony performed with many Naptown bands, including my own group, The Words of Wisdom. Tony wasn't the only bandmate I lost this year. Leroy Seitz passed away in August at the age of 69. Leroy was the drummer for The Words of Wisdom and Truth Review, and he played on our 1973 single for Lamp Records. This is my group, The Words of Wisdom, with You Made Me Everything, featuring Leroy Seitz on drums. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the lives and music of the great Indiana Avenue musicians we lost this year. And we'll end this week's show with music from one of the greatest icons of Naptown jazz, the trombonist composer and arranger Slide Hampton. He passed away in November at the age of 89. Slide was part of the Avenue's legendary Hampton Family Band. After leaving Naptown in the 1950s, Slide established a career as one of the top musicians in jazz. We'll hear three tracks from Slide Hampton now. Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, Something Sanctified, and The Barbarians. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for this tribute to the Avenue musicians we lost this year. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.